In his State of the State address today, Governor Jerry Brown was optimistic about California's future.
California has problems, but rumors of its demise are greatly exaggerated.
But he was also unwavering on proposals to raise taxes and make significant budget cuts.
Neither is popular, but both must be done.
The speech touched on many issues facing Californians, from renewable energy and green jobs to water, education, and high-speed rail. The governor focused in particular on technological innovation and green business as potential engines for economic recovery.
Already, California is leading the nation in creating jobs in renewable energy and the design and construction of more efficient buildings and new technologies. Our state keeps demanding more efficient structures, cars, machines, and electric devices. We do that because we understand that fossil fuels, particularly foreign oil, creates ever-rising costs to our economy and to our health. It's true that the renewable energy sector is small relative to the overall economy, but it pays good wages and will only grow bigger as oil prices increase and the effects of climate change become more obvious and expensive.
That's Governor Jerry Brown during this morning's State of the State speech. One of California's biggest proposed projects, and by far the most expensive, is high-speed rail. This morning, the governor reaffirmed his support for the controversial project, comparing it to historic feats of engineering that now define the state and the country.
During the 1930s, the Central Valley Water Project was called a fantastic dream that will not work. The master plan for the interstate highway system in 1939 was derided as New Deal jitterbug economics. In 1966, then Mayor Johnson of Berkeley called BART a billion-dollar potential fiasco. Similarly, the Panama Canal was for years thought to be impractical. And Benjamin Disraeli himself said of the Suez Canal, totally impossible. Well, the critics were wrong then, and they're wrong now.
The question of how to fund a big project like high-speed rail remains an open one, especially when the state's finances are so uncertain. Governor Brown talked at length about reforming the state's school system while acknowledging the fiscal and logistical challenges.
In a state with 6 million students, 300,000 teachers, deep economic divisions, and 100 different languages, some humility is called for.
The governor called for simplifying school funding structures, but devoting more money to the system overall, calling education the most basic of public services. However, he has also said that if voters reject his proposed tax plan, he'll call for more than $5 billion in immediate spending cuts that would directly affect public schools. In their response to the speech, state Republicans criticized the tax plan. Here's Assemblymember Connie Conway.
Democrats want to raise your taxes, not protect our schools, but actually to grow government. In fact, the governor has targeted our children's classrooms for almost 90% of his proposed trigger cuts if his taxes fail.
Immediately after the speech, the governor left for Southern California, where he'll pitch his tax proposal to voters. If you wanted to look up information about the governor's proposed tax increases on Wikipedia today, you probably noticed quickly that you couldn't do it. Wikipedia and other websites went dark today in a highly coordinated protest against the federal Stop Online Piracy Act, or SOPA, which is making its way through the Congress now. The new rules would require websites to police their content in an effort to stop foreign companies from infringing copyright. Supporters say the law is designed to keep American companies from losing money. Opponents argue that the rules are far too broad and create a framework for internet censorship. In San Francisco today, advocates explained their concerns. Here's Brewster Kahle, founder of Internet Archive.
The incredibly myopic point of view of some of our legislators to try to protect some corporations' movies and music files by placing a blacklist system all over the world makes no sense. China already has such a system, and they block archive.org and the holdings of millions of books from all Chinese citizens because they have a blacklist system that is put in place by a third party where there's no recourse and there's no way, no due process. This does not belong in America. It does not belong in the world.
At least three key Republican senators have withdrawn their support for anti-piracy legislation after dozens of websites went dark today. SOPA and companion legislation known as PIPA for Protect Intellectual Property are scheduled to be debated in the Senate next month.